We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Midyom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Mem Gimel, Sif Aleph, Dine Katan B'Shabbos. Mechaber says, Katan Ochel Nevelos Ein Beisin Mitzuvin Lahafrisho. If a child is eating non-kosher food, others do not need to stop him from performing that Isser. Aval Aviv Mitzuvin Ligarbo Ulahafrisho, but the father does need to stop him from performing the Isser, and the Ramah adds, Me Isser Do Raisa. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this is not limited to eating non-kosher food, but any Isser. One does not need to stop a child if they see the child performing the Isser, as long as the child is performing it for himself. But if the child is performing it for a gadol, then the gadol, the adult, needs to stop the child from doing so for his benefit, such as Chilul Shabbos. This is true about others, but the father needs to stop the child from doing whatever he is doing. Just like we have the halacha of chanoch lenar al pi dargo, that there is a mitzvah of chinuch, of raising a child to do mitzvos, so too, you need to prevent him from performing isurim as well. The Mishnah Berurah adds that there are some who hold that this mitzvah of chinuch applies to a woman, as if you do not stop your child from being mechal Shabbos, or Reb Chaim is quoted as saying that since this is the father's prohibition to make sure the son does not do malacha because of shisas bino, then if the child does malacha and the father does not stop him, it is like he is mechalel Shabbos himself. Then there's discussion of whether this mitzvah of shvisas bino applies on Yom Tov or not as well, and that is a machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah notes that even though there is an addition of me'isr do'oraisa, that you father just has to stop the son from performing isr do'oraisa, it's really true about an isr durabanan as well. Just like there is a mitzvah to raise a child to do mitzvot durabanan, you need to stop him from doing isuri durabanan as well. The only nafkamina is that when it comes to an isr durabanan, if the father does not stop the son from doing it, Beis Din does not get on him for not stopping the son. But in Isser D'oraisa, Beis Din would force the father to stop the son from doing so. That is the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it. The Gra is quoted as explaining differently. He says the reason it says in Isser D'oraisa is because in Isser D'rabanan, there are some times where you don't have to stop him, and sometimes you can even give it to him L'chatchila, as we'll see, if he needs it, or something of that nature, like washing him on Yom Kippur, or something of that nature, where it is a need for the child. But in Isser D'oraisa, you would not be allowed to give to the child your child. You would always need to stop him. The Mishnah Berurah then discussed the shear of chinuch. What is the age of chinuch? And the Mishnah Berurah says, when it comes to mitzvah saseh, the age of chinuch, it depends on each child and each mitzvah. Explaining like Rashi, that it depends whether the child can perform this mitzvah or not, and each child is going to be different. When the child knows how to put on tzitzis, then he's chayiv in tzitzis. When he knows how to shake the lulav correctly, then he's going to be chayiv in lulav. It's going to depend on each child, depending on his knowledge, and each mitzvah on how hard it is to perform and how much it takes. The most poskim write that the minhag of the time to have a child start wearing tzitzis is when he's able to speak, which is usually at the age of 3, they tell the child that they should start wearing tzitzis. Even if he's going to get dirty, he should begin to wear tzitzis. This is all regarding mitzvos asay. When it comes to mitzvos los asay, negative prohibitions, so the age of chinuch for that is whenever the child will understand that you're telling him not to do something. If you tell the child, you can't eat that, and they understand that they can't eat it, so then you're chayiv to tell them not to eat it. Some poskim explain that it's not enough to just understand, I can't do this, I can't do this, but why you can't do it. Tell the child you can't turn on the light on Shabbos. They have to understand it's Shabbos, that's why I can't turn on the light. So they have to realize that on Sunday they're allowed to turn on lights. But if they just think I'm not allowed to turn on a light, they don't even realize it's Shabbos, etc. So then there would be no obligation to be mechanech them in those isurim. So a child that is eino bar havana klal, that does not have any understanding at all, so then the father is not obligated to stop him from performing isurim, from being mechalel Shabbos. There is only discussion of whether you're allowed to give him an isur, as we will see shortly. The Mishnah Berurah then raises the issue of a woman who is married to a Kohen who is pregnant. Is she allowed to go into a cemetery, or is that an issue that if the child in her womb is a male, then he is not allowed to become Tameh, so you will be causing him to perform an Isser. So the Mishnah Berurah says that we don't need to worry about this, even though you're not supposed to give an Isser to a child, help a child perform an Isser, this is not an issue. He says, even if it will become a zachar, even if it will be a male, it's a svek sveka. Suffik, maybe it will be a nekeva, and suffik, maybe it will be a nefel. It won't even be live at all. So because of that svek sveka, we will be makel to say that you're allowed to go into the cemetery. There are other kulas given as well, explanations why you're allowed to go into the cemetery. Maybe it's tuma balua. So since it is totally within, subsumed by the womb, there is no issue of tuma tahara. Maybe it only becomes an issue once the child comes out. This becomes even more practical nowadays when maybe we should do a sonogram and have them check whether it's a male or a female. And then we will know, we won't have the sex fake anymore. So some point out that if you will still be left with a suffix, even after Bimavar one suffix, then we don't say that you need to rely on that one. And since it's always a possibility that it will be a nafil, it will still be a problem. Chassam Sofer says that once only until it comes out, is there any issue of tuma because of, as we said, a tahara balua. Rav Vosner says that when it comes to a hospital, if she goes into the hospital beheter, then she's allowed to remain in there even though the child will be born. If it's a male, it will be surrounded by tuma potentially if there are dead bodies. So since she went in beheter, she doesn't have to worry about it. And once she's there, the child needs to be with her, so we say it is okay as well. The Mechaber continues, Ula hachilo biyadayim, aser afilu dvarim sha'asura midivrei sofrim. Even though we said that you don't have to stop a child from doing something which is prohibited, you are not allowed to give a child something which is aser, even midrabanan. V'chein aser lahagilo b'chilo Shabbos u'moed afilu dvarim she'im mishum shvus. You can't even cause him to perform isurei drabanan on Shabbos or on Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah explains this is based on the pasuk of lo sochlum, that you cannot feed. So we say you cannot feed these children dvarim ha'asurim. And says the Mishnah Berurah, this is talking about even an enobar havana klal, even a child that has no understanding whatsoever of mitzos or isurim, you still are not allowed to feed him a davar tame. You are not allowed to cause him to do an iser. The question is, what about asking a non-Jew to give it to him? So the Mishnah Berurah says even that is going to be prohibited, but if it is an iser drabanan, you would be allowed to ask a non-Jew if the child needs it to give the child that which he needs to eat. The Mishnah Berurah says this is even an Isser Doraisa. If a child needs to eat chametz, you can ask a non-Jew to give the child chametz for his own need, and that would be permitted. When the Mechaber says that you're not allowed to train him to perform Isurim on Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, so you can't even ask him to bring a key through a Carmelis if you need to open a room to get in. Rather, the general Eitzah given is to give the child a sitter. So then the child will need it for himself if he's going to want to daven, so he wants to get into the room, and then he'll be opening the room for himself, which will be permissible as long as he's not doing it for you. As the Be'er Halacha points out that even though we said that even Isur Darabanan you can't give to the child, the Rashba and the Ran hold that you can give a child an Isur Darabanan if it is for his own benefit. So if he needs it for his own benefit, you can give him something which is Aser Mi Darabanan. And even though the Mechaber so same not like that, the Be'er Halacha quotes the Rashba and the Ran that we can rely on them when needed. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that, this is where Rabbi Kiva Eger says that if you need Sfarim to the shul and there's no Erev, so even though he can't bring it for you because you're an adult, he can bring it for himself, for him to be able to use it, and that would be permissible. It would no longer be considered Litzar Kenu for our benefit, it would be considered for his own benefit. And the same thing is true with having the child open the refrigerator if the light is on in there. If he needs it for himself, it's only an Isur Darabanan, and if he needs it for himself to eat something, so then it will be okay. He just couldn't open it for you.